John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
You know, when it comes to shut-ins, one of the people you always want to talk to is Vinny Brand, because if there's anything that could drive anyone crazy, it's being in a room with him. He is on the phone. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, John. How are you feeling?
I feel great. Healthy as all hell.
Well, you know, I got to tell you, I've been thinking about you a lot, because you're in what we call the ultra, ultra high, super high, how old is that guy, risk group. And that's why I'm not allowed in studio, people.
Hey, dude, if you wanted to drive down, we're more than willing to have you in the studio.
I want to come down. I'm going to tell you why. First of all, I'm healthy as can be. I've been quarantined because of my personality for months before the coronavirus hit. And secondly, this would be the greatest time to drive there. I think I could do the drive now in about 18 minutes, because no cops pulling anybody over. I've been driving around. I never smoked pot before now, but I've been smoking pot, drinking 115 miles an hour, giving cops the finger. You can make great time.
I mean, it is amazing getting out on the roadways at any time of the day right now.
It's dead. And the other day, my wife goes, come on, let's go get a cup of Starbucks. There's a drive-thru Starbucks. It's about 6 miles from my house. So I'm like, yeah, okay. And I look at my watch. I'm like, all right, we'll be there in 3.5 minutes. And I get on the road. I swear to God, I get behind the only human being that just isn't speeding. I'm like, how is this possible that I'm behind the only jackass? And my wife's going, he's got nowhere to go. I'm like, let me get off the road.
Let me guess, Prius?
No, it was not a Prius. This guy had horsepower. This guy was a complete waste of space, time, and engineering. And I want to say to everybody, have you seen what's going on in Lakewood, New Jersey?
No. What's going on in Lakewood?
Okay, so for all you people that aren't familiar with Lakewood, Lakewood is a heavy, heavy community of Hasidic Jewish people, and they're having 500-person weddings during the quarantine.
What?
Yes, 500 people together at a wedding. Now, I got to tell you something. I, my entire life, looked for reasons to get out of going to weddings. Quarantine. I'm in heaven. Quarantine. Yeah, I'd love to go, but I can't quarantine. And these people are getting together 500 strong.
That's insane.
It's insane. They're giving them tickets, but court isn't open. Listen, I know we're on a Philly station. I'm telling you, this is the best time to be alive. I'm a law-abiding citizen. I don't do anything illegal. So,
Hold on a second. You can't say you don't do anything illegal, because if I'm correct, you set loose a whole pack of raccoons right in a state park.
Okay. Other than wildlife release. So today, I might burn my shed down. I'm not sure. I'm just having fun. You've got to have fun during the quarantine. So,
now, what's it like being quarantined? How many of the kids are home?
There are three of the six.
Okay. And what's it like being quarantined with three small children?
You know, we had a big meeting. It was like a draft pick. The top three picks get to live here. The other three are out there vying for themselves. Are you quarantined with just you and your wife?
Well, we've got the dogs. You know, we didn't kick them out. But no, it's just the two of us.
So we're expecting 9 months from now a little quarantine DiBella baby.
Yeah, you got a snowball's chance in hell at that.
Nine months from now, we'll be able to finally plan John's funeral after Lisa.
There's two things that I know for sure are going to happen in the future. One is divorce lawyers are going to be so wealthy.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Yeah. And in about 30 days, there's going to be a lot of old-looking people all around the country, but especially in the big cities, because none of these people can go get their Botox shots. They can't get their collagen fillers, right? You know, if we get into the summertime and people haven't been able to get their waxing done, you better be in a skirt when you go to the damn beach.
It's the 70s all over again. Oh,
when you called me before, I was just getting on my Peloton bike.
I knew it. Yeah. All right.
I love that damn thing. If you don't have a Peloton, you got to get one, because, like I've told you on air in the past, I can race people, and now I'm racing more people than ever, and I'm kicking the snot out of them. I'm just bashing. There's an old lady in Georgia, and he breaks every. I torment her. And what I do is I see her coming up, and I let her get past me, and then I pass her, but just by a little bit, and I let her pass me again. And I keep reading the obituaries to see when I kick her off. But I'm hanging tight.
Now, have you spoken to many other comics, and how are they doing?
All the comics, they're nervous as hell. Well, there's two layers of comics, right? There's the filthy rich, and they're fine.
Right.
And then there's the meat and potato guys that are really hurting, and they're nervous.
So you got two groups of comedians. You got the meat and potato people, and then all of the ones who have Pelotons.
Have you offered any farm work for them?
Well, what I did do, I ordered 50 chickens. Wow. And I ordered a stock mitigation kit.
Okay, what is that?
A 22 rifle. My wife goes, are you really going to shoot that fox? And I go, listen, we're about 3 days away from Whole Foods not having eggs. The brands are going to have eggs and no fox. She's mad at me. She's like, well, can't you do something else? So I'm like, all right, let me order a crossbow. And
I've got an idea. Yeah. Why don't you get a cage, catch him, and release him in a state park?
Well, it's hard to catch a fox in a cage. Now, what the Division of Wildlife told me is that I swear to God, I can dig an 8 by 8 by 8 foot hole and lure him onto a trap door and then drop him into the 8 foot hole, and then the fox will not be hurt. I go, okay, what do I do with it then? And I swear to God, he goes, well, then you can shoot it. I'm like, what the hell? What kind of plan is that? That's a lot more labor intensive than my original plan.
Oh, God. Yeah. Well, you can check out Vinny. His Twitter handle is Vinny-Brand. Of course, on Facebook, he's Vinny Brand Comic. And you can always check out what's happening at the Stress Factor. You have any idea when you're going to open again?
I predict June 1.
Okay.
That's my prediction.
From your mouth to God's ears.
Listen, I'll tell you something else. Everybody, hang in there. It's going to be okay. Do what they're asking you to do. Stay the hell home and buy Stress Factory gift cards. That's what all the companies are recommending. They're all recommending the same thing.
Vinny Brand, our guest, Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.